Kilan Cherkin here. Hirosh Tur Yarek Nichnas Latok Sada Yarek Acher. This is the same idea for the grains, planting at the field of grains, and one is what's called a triangle. Kind of our term is a triangle, originally it's fantastic drawings. And I'm going to, so it looks like this again. Same exact story, except instead of wheat and barley, you have whatever, tomatoes, cucumbers, or something like that, growing your octopus, whatever, cabbages, and whatever it is. Lettuce, I would know lettuce from cabbage, but they mean something like that. So I arose to a yarek, it's the triangularly planted yarek field that's touching the edge of the rectangular one. That's okay, but they should near it, so sadeo, because it looks like two separate fields here, even though they're touching. That's the good old road before. Okay, highest day of the period, like again, like kill a new paragraph or a new mission here, a new book. This is another hard one. Highest day of Zerua Yara. You have a field and it's just planted with Yurakos, whatever. It's a pumpkin patch. No, Yura, not the only one. It's a cabbage patch. The cabbage patch is here. You have a vegetable patch here, you have a cabbage patch. Just fill it in. Cabbage patch. The whole thing is one big cabbage patch. And you want to plant another type of yarakos there. You just really want parsley. You want some. So now, how do you plant parsley in the middle of the cabbage patch? It shouldn't look like you've got parsley and cabbage growing together. That's the question. Haisa sadeh zrua yarak, planted one thing, cabbages. Humavakesh lita basocha shura shal yarak acher. You want to put a row of something else? We'll call it, what did I say?
Parsley.
Okay, so the Rambam is understanding even a single, like one little row, but I'm putting it on the side. We can do it like a fatter row of parsley. So just one, you know. Not one parsley, but you know, a row of parsley mill here. See, this is the parsley patch. This is parsley.
P-R-S-L-E-Y.
There's the E.
P-A-R-S-L-E-Y.
I'll assume you're right. Yeah. Parsley. Okay? Fine. Trebishmol in there. Ad shehe ha-telem mufulash merosha sadeh bad rosha. So one, let's take this one. One chart, civil chart is telem, the furrow has to be mufalash. I don't think mufalash English, actually. From end to end.
Yes.
Okay? So that would mean is that here's your parsley, half in the middle, and you have to have a, according to Vinny, a blank spot, unplanted.
Okay? Both sides.
So this is going to become, what's going to happen is this is now become cabbages. These come cabbages, and this over here is nothing. Unplanted. Okay, space. And we're requiring that it goes end to end, says Rabbi Shmuel, because otherwise it will look like it's coming with some other lesson. Okay, today's 3 points. And,
he's smart to find it out, yeah. And you only have one space. Parsley.
I don't know what you're saying. But anyway, stop. Okay, this class is out of hand. We're not taking comments. We're taking questions at the end. Not comments at all. Seriously, I can't. There's too many people. Especially the two hard Mishnahs and topical. So, again, Haistea's Zerul Yark. You have a field planted with vegetables.
Is it the Talmud including the space? I know it was like, you know, you did, like you said, like a way, you know.
That was my, I don't think. I think we're going to learn Talmud is blank space in the middle. Blank spaces between the parsley and the cabbage. Yeah. Tell me far. You're going to carve out an area. For the rest of our Mishnaic lives, so to speak, we're going to learn, I'm going to translate the term as furrow, and I'm going to mean the hole in the ground. Okay, so many times in Hebrew, I should make a list of them. That something, there's like a whole structure and there's like the essential part of it, and then they both have the same name. So many times. And every time I think of examples, I can't come up with any. But telem, assuming my shot's true, is an example like that. Like the telem, maybe the whole section of land that's been disrupted, and then by the means of the part, the essential part, like the shaman.
I'm just saying that Kahati says that the houses on each side of the shura.
Right.
He said there's a
front. Right. Yes, I'm saying exactly. The way I learned this is unplanted. This is the
unplanted terror.
Yeah.
No. Then each side of the parsley is a furrow.
Yes. Correct. Oh, okay. Correct. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I stay as the ruler Yarak. Right. And Mavachit the Psocha Shura Shal Yarak Achri. When we plant the parsley in the middle, you're showing there Achri Atelem Mufulash Erosh Shura. I mean Mersha Sadeh Bar Rosha. Get that unplanted telamim on either side, end to end. Rabbi, yeah. Good. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Orech Shisha Tfachim V'Rochav Molo'o. He says, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it only needs to be 6 Tfachim long, and Rochav Molo'o, its width of its fullness. Ambiguous term, okay? So somewhere it means the full width, i.e. full 6 Tfachim. That's a simple shot. I'll stick to that. 6 Tfachim wide. The standard full wide telem width. The Rambam understands it means that the width and the depth of the furrow and the width of the furrow should be the same. That would be my pleasant voice. Okay? So, different pictures how to draw this. The gist of it is that instead of this not being mufulash, we're allowing something that looks like this. If I don't draw numbers, it looks like this. Maybe. Okay, so this is your parsley, and then your unplanted telem, and then you've got over here, right? That's cabbage. That's how the picture looks, okay? And the discussion is, at least according to many, just that you have to have the divider doesn't move mufulash as long as it's either it's wide enough. Some shatim 6 tefachim wide, most shatim 6 tefachim wide. The Rambam saying just even 1 tefach deep, 1 tefach wide would be good. That's how many learn the picture. We'll stick to this for now. Wait, that's good enough. This is upshot. This is a good shot. So Rabbi Shmuel says like this mufulash all the way through, and Rabbi Kiva says. It doesn't go the whole way through as long as it's surrounded by telem also. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rochav Kolo Rochav Aparsa. Rabbi Huda says, no, it can be just as wide as your foot, 1 tefach wide. So the Rambam understands deep as wide for the Rabbi Kiva Shita, and Rabbi Huda says it never needs to be wider than 1 foot width, meaning 1 tefach wide. Halach is like Rabbi Kiva, so shaped like this, and if you don't know the Rambam, it'd be like most others would be 6 tefachim wide. So I mean, not like this, but like this picture, but 6 tefachim wide, all the way around.
So the growing height of one would not be the same as the growing height of the other, and therefore that would be
separate.
If you drew it edge on, rather than
flat. This is okay. I hope everyone has a picture. This is a top-down picture of the field, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Now, if you did the furrow and you did the
furrow. The furrow's dug in here.
Yes, but I'm saying you've got a deeper furrow.
Yes. The Rambam says that this
with a parsley in it.
Yeah.
The Rambam. The cabbage is higher up, and therefore they're properly separated.
Yes, that's true. But
good.
Yes, excellent. But yes. But now what? This mission is not that case. The previous mission case was you can draw. If you have a long row, you can do three. A long furrow, you can do three species. Alongside. Here we're saying if it's one field and you want to carve out a section for a different type of species, what kind of space do you need? Rabbi Shmuel says you need a whole mufulash row. Rabbi Akiva says, no, just the perimeter around it. And that would be six tefachim around. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even 1 tefach around would be okay. There you go. All right, this is Mishnah HaTav. No way around it.
Just wanted to ask.
Mishnah HaTav.
Okay, that's right.
So we definitely stop there. Okay. So that didn't look good for Gemara Shmir today.
Thank you.
But I wish you a good listen, say it to me too. As a shell, a good week. Fast.
What's the plan, Sukkot?
I really think it will be. I'm sure there will be one of the days of Sukkot will be in my Sukkot. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, that's been our tradition the past 9 years. So
tomorrow?
Yeah, here tomorrow. Life as usual until whatever day, until Friday. What today is Wednesday. So, yes, Thursday, no Friday, no Shabbos. What day of the week is Yom Kippur?
Wednesday.
Okay, so yes, Sunday, Monday.
Air Yom Kippur you have?
Yeah, Air Monday. No.
So Sunday, Monday.
Just Sunday, Monday.
Motion.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yom Kippur is on Wednesday. Oh,
so
that's
Tuesday night. Air Yom Kippur is on Tuesday.
Air Yom Kippur, no. So Sunday, Monday. That's a week away. That's long.
Right, Air Yom
Kippur. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. That's the wrong one. Nice to be back. Okay, you doing okay?
Hashem.
It's nice here, really nice. Hashem. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. Nice to have you back. I think what happened was, I think they put the AC on indefinitely, and like
the
window open?
Yeah, it's probably not. If you leave the window open, the humidity comes in and gets into the air conditioning ducts and causes chaos.
I'm not sure about that. Yeah. Okay.
How's everything else?
Everything is good, Baruch Hashem. Yeah.